Pooch, you're not allowed to move yet. I hit 335 on deadlift and 205 on bench. I equaled my strict press at 135 and was just under my squat at 275. That's fucking awesome. Would you like to say something, Booch? You look like you have something to say. Hi, Haley.
I was fucking freezing. I was freezing it for the sake of freezing it at that point.
That's okay.
I was committed to the bit.
I know. I'm glad you were, because I would have done the same thing.
No, I was going to say, it's, as our friend Sunny has pointed out,
yeah,
it is Deaf Awareness Month.
Okay. Didn't know that.
You didn't even read your tweets. The ones you said you've been liking, you haven't been reading them.
I like them because you comment on them, and I don't see everyone. This is what I hate about Twitter. I'm following like 100.
You don't see everything.
I'm 193 people.
You would have to literally sit there and just watch it all day to.
Yeah, and even then, I don't see it. Like, the only reason I see your tweets all the time, Drew's tweets all the time, and Mike's tweets all the time, and Jesse's, are because I went to your profile specifically and hit notify on everything.
Yeah.
And that's the only reason. Like, everyone else's, I see so many sex workers things because I follow one. I follow one girl.
How dare you?
Yeah, I follow one. And sorry, she's not a sex worker. She does OnlyFans.
It is. Of sorts.
Whatever she wants to call it, I follow her. And because of her, I see tons of other people's. And then I see all this bullshit with games. That's it.
So anyway, because it is Deaf Awareness Month, I was chatting it up with Sunny. What? Huh?
Ha!
Huh?
Yeah. And we're Canadian, eh?
That's true. We should be saying eh.
Yeah, exactly. Buddy.
Buddy. Right, buddy. I'm not your buddy, guy. I'm not your guy, Jesus. Friend. I'm not your friend, buddy. For those of you who do stream, there is an add-on that you can get for OBS. That does closed captioning. So I threw that in today.
You did?
Yeah, it was like, took 15, 20 minutes to get it all tickety-boo.
Okay, so here's my thing with closed captioning. Before we get into what we're going to talk about. Because nobody knows what we're going to talk about. And for everybody in Twitch, I've hit record, so I'm sorry, but you're dead to me now.
And genuinely, like, I don't know what he's talking about either. Because we had a topic.
We did.
He's like, we're changing it.
I was going to talk about masks because they came up in popularity again, but then I decided I don't want to follow the trend, so I'm changing the topic.
Well, and then I was gonna bring it up how I was gonna bring that up with how it's harder for people in the deaf community, even though who are partly deaf, to communicate because they can't see the lips.
100% is. My grandma has a hard time. Listening to
the same
people. Booch, what was I talking about? I forgot. I've been sitting here.
Get up on me.
I've been watching
myself
stroke my beard, and I forgot what I was about to say.
You've been you changed up the topic.
No, but before that.
I don't know, before that.
Neither do I. My ears make it look like I'm drunk. So here's the thing. I'll tell you a funny story before I tell you what we're talking about.
Wait, what?
So, my ears. My cat ears.
Oh, your cat ears. Yeah. I thought you were talking about like your ear ears. You're like, okay, also, not so much.
For everybody who's listening on Spotify, if you don't follow us on Twitch already, go fuck yourself. Like, why? Why would you listen to this for so long and then not come and watch us on Twitch? No.
Well, maybe they don't do Twitch.
No. Fuck them. No. I want that number, bitch.
If they're into that, I'll take it.
No. Fuck them.
Look at it.
Sorry, I listened to a lot of Super Mega today, and they just... Have you ever listened to Super Mega?
No.
Okay.
I don't listen to a lot of podcasts.
So, try listening to Super Mega just once. Because the way that they go... Okay, so... Matt or Ryan, either one, will start off in a bit. And they'll say, you know what really pisses me off? And they'll go, like, what? And he's like, women having rights. And then they'll just go off on, like, half an hour about how women shouldn't have rights. And they'll never once say they're joking, because if you listen to their podcast, you know that everything they say is a joke. Like, for instance, one of the bits that they go on is how Ryan is constantly having sex with Matt's mom. So I've been listening to them a lot lately, and I'm just getting more sassy as I do it. But anyways...
I think we have to ask our resident sassy expert if you're becoming more sassy.
That's true. Except, you know, she's a mom, so we can't out-sass
her. She would know. She would know what sass is.
Yeah, we can't do it.
I mean, you could say whether you're being sassy or not.
That's true. So anyways, these ears, okay? So I have to go in to work. I offered to go into work at least once a week. It just makes it a lot easier than, like, them having to set up fucking projectors and all this other shit, and then... a camera that faces to watch everything. It's so much easier to do it this way.
Sure.
So I go into work once a week. I have one pair of headphones for now. And they're these ones. And for those of you on Spotify who don't know what I'm doing, I'm currently poking these really bright pink razor cat ears. Well, when I got to the studio this morning, I put these on, and I was very glad when I realized that nobody was there. There's only one other guy, and I put the headphones on. I'm like, oh, shit, and I ripped them off real quick, and I put them in the backpack, because I'm sorry, but I'm okay doing this for you guys, but I am
You gotta own
not.
It, man. You gotta own it.
No.
Now you gotta own it.
No. I have to assert dominance and authority in this place, and I can't do that while on a Discord call with artists with this shit on my head. I can't.
I'm sure you can.
No, you can't be like, okay, so this is what we're gonna do, blah, blah, blah. And meanwhile, they'd be like, the fuck is on his head? Is he for real right now? Like,
I don't know.
No, like, it can't be done.
I don't know. Okay. I mean, well, that sounds like somebody's not trying.
Then you need some sort of ear on your fucking headphones.
What kind of ears would I get on my headphones? These are Astrals, first off, so that one is snap on. Fucking that, I need new headphones.
You do. Get these. And I'm dead ass. They're Arctic 7s? Arctic? I can't remember. Anyways, I love them. They're the best headphones in the world. And here is why, and I'll explain it in the easiest, simplest way possible. One reason, sponsor us. One reason, and the first one.
Oh, still serious.
So the biggest reason is on the right-hand side of the headphone, you've got a game and a chat. So you can either turn up the game volume or you can turn up the chat volume. So it goes in between both. So if you find your game is too loud and you don't want to go into settings, you can just adjust this and shit on the side, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Best number one reason. Second, mic goes inside of the fucking thing, which I'm a huge fan of because I hate the mics that have to fold up into the headset. I think that's stupid. So it goes inside of the thing. There's a mute button on this side, which is a huge deal. It has a volume button for overall on the left side. And the best part for me in the world, you can either have it corded or, and I'm corded because I have to go XLR. You can either have it corded or it hooks up to a dongle, which plugs into your computer. And I love that because I hate Bluetooth.
Dongle.
Bluetooth doesn't work as well as it should because it's great. But when you've got like so much things in your house that are Bluetooth, you get a little bit of interference. And I find it sometimes kind of fucks up a little bit. So I would 100% say that if you have any reason to just go, I deserve something, buy these headphones. And I'm dead ass. I've gotten Emily a pair. I got my old roommate a pair. I got my other roommate to buy a pair. I got my buddy to buy a pair. Fucking sponsor us already. Jesus.
So my thing, I used to use SteelSeries headsets.
Oh God.
A lot. Not these ones. Not the same ones. You had a cheaper version. Best Buy sell. It was like $80 a pair. $60 a pair.
Yeah.
I went through like four pairs of them.
Okay.
And then I was at PAX 1 year. And 2012. And I bought these things. And I have never in my life had to, with those ones, like with those things, I'd never had the mic fail on me.
Yeah.
I've never had the mic fail on either of these headsets, to be fair.
Yeah.
But the ear foam compressed and wore out on me and died, basically.
Oh.
That's the biggest play. The nice thing about the Astros and the reason why I stuck with them for so long is all the parts are replaceable. So if the cord breaks, you just buy a new cord instead of buy a thing. If the mic breaks, you just buy a new mic. You don't have to buy the whole new headset.
It's really cool.
So that's why I've stuck with the. I mean, and these things just worked. They haven't had a reason to change them. But this thing has, again, the newer version of the A40s, which is what these are. They have a gain and a modular thing in it. Two microphones, a button on there, a wheel to change the volume control.
Yep.
All that stuff. So, I mean, those are all pretty standard features now.
That's fair. I'd prefer they be wireless, honestly, but I've looked into making them wireless because the Go XLR.
A lot of wireless.
It's a lot of work with the Go XLR. Like, you gotta do a lot of rerouting and shit, and I'm not up for that. I really like the Go XLR now that I know how it functions. And for science, especially because someone just wrote this and now I need to say it, for science, if you ever have a Go XLR mini hooked up to your computer and you have two accounts and you swap to the other account, your Go XLR will not work. Just saying. Okay, so would you care to know what our topic is for tonight?
I would like to care to know what my topic is tonight, so fire away.
Now, first question, does your wife have headphones on right now?
I mean, she can't hear you regardless, so sure.
But she can hear you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. This is going to be fun. Booch, tonight we're going to talk about porn.
Okay, fire away.
That's our topic. Go ahead. I picked the topic. You can start. What would you like to talk about with porn? Because
I don't...
You know what? I'll start. Really... I'll start where porn. Porn is at. Okay, so I'll tell you why I picked this as the topic for today. One, I think it's hilarious. And two, Emily and I just started watching American Horror Story. So we watched episode one and two, and the so my original thought with that show was that it was like three seasons of one storyline. I didn't know that it was multiple stories in one thing. I thought it was just one storyline, but it's multiple things. I don't know if it all involves. So if you haven't seen the show, I'm sorry, but it's been out for years. I've only seen the first two episodes, so if you haven't seen it, then well, I don't care. Spoiler owl. The first two episodes happen in this house. Okay, so I'm not going to spoil too much. It's just the first two episodes happen in this house, and the third one is somewhere else. We haven't watched that one yet, so I don't know. Now, the girl that's in this show,
sure.
Okay, she's the main character. Spoiler owl. She has a kink, but her kink is pain, and it's not like the kind of pain where like somebody
what is that called
sadism or something.
Sadist.
Remember. It's like BDSM, but. Hers isn't just like, you know, like a paddle and shit. Masochism. Thank you, Poppy.
That's what it is.
So her kink isn't just like pain, like just, you know, ropes and then just paddles. Hers is inflicting pain. And she said it in the show where...
Oh, interesting.
She said it in the show where she likes to tie people up in a way where it hurts them. So she wants to see people hurt. And she gets off on people being hurt because of her actions. So, like, this is her thing. She wants to inflict pain on people. So
she's a horrible human being. Got it.
Yeah, basically. Not that people who are into that are horrible people. Maybe that's just your thing. You do that. I don't care what you do in your bedroom.
We don't kink shame except for furries.
Yeah, exactly. We just don't like furries. As long as you're being safe, I don't give a shit what you do in your bedroom. So my thing with porn is that's what brought the topic on. It was
American Horror Story.
Yeah, it was watching American Horror Story. Okay, so here's the thing with porn that I've always thought of, okay? When you're a kid, your parents hide you from it. Which is, I get, maybe there's some stuff that you shouldn't see, right? Like, when I was younger, the first thing that I ever saw on the internet was when the internet was literally, maybe you'll remember this, when you load up a page and it's like, and it would go down. The first thing I ever saw was a nipple. It was a nipple. That was what it was. And my friend's mom came in the room because she saw we were on the computer and she found out that we were looking at naked girls. And as soon as she freaked out, I ran out the door and I didn't come back for a couple weeks. But
that's fair.
Why is porn so frowned upon? Like, why the thing that I want to understand, and I kind of understand it, but people don't like to talk about it. They don't want to talk about it, and it makes
people
uncomfortable. Yeah, it makes them uncomfortable. But why?
A lot of people were raised with the idea that the human body is a private thing and should be kept private. So when people do like things like porn is like private exhibitionism. I guess is the best way to look at it, because you're performing with your partner like privately, and then because it's videotaped, you're making that private moment public, and a lot of people like that private moment to be private. Right? So you gotta imagine that like people who do porn for a living, have a mild exhibitionist kick or develop one. Right, knowing that they're on screen, knowing that there will be people watching them. You are not doing this. You're not doing this very private thing private anymore. Which, I mean, whatever is, you know, again, don't care.
Isn't it only private because we made it that way? Like, maybe if you go back, millions of years or 500 thousands of years, not 5,000, sorry.
I think it has to do a lot with intimacy, too. Like, it's easier to be intimate with somebody when you're alone with them.
That's a fun question, actually. Not related to the whole porn topic, but do you think intimacy was created? Because at one point, we were just banging to procreate. But do you think intimacy kind of developed over time? Or do you think it's always been there?
That's a hard question to answer. I think we would need somebody...
Yeah.
I think we would need somebody who's like...
I'm not expecting you to know. This is just conversation.
Not archaeology, but like ancient civilizations and stuff like that. to know, like, because I mean, so way back in the day, there was a explosion, a little explosion. You may have heard of it, in a place called Pompeii in Italy.
Oh, the volcano, right?
So the volcano erupted, and
Okay.
ash came down so quickly, it basically, like, people were cast in stone, basically.
Okay.
They burnt alive, and you know they're dead. But there was there's there they have found I think it's the lover, they call it the lovers or something like that, where there's two people embraced, like arm around each other,
Oh.
legs interlocked and everything like that, and that's how they died.
Okay.
I think intimacy came about in the ancient age when people didn't you weren't procreating for the survival of your tribe, you were procreating to for the survival of your family, essentially.
So like we got to a point where like we don't need any more
Yeah,
people,
you
but we could always
yeah.
use more people. And then
Well,
it's
not,
just like, I like
I
that
wouldn't even
person.
say that. I wouldn't even say that. As
Yeah.
we got to a point where, because like I would assume there you could, because you could be like you and me, for argument's sake, could be intimate in the same room, not in a sexual manner or anything
Yeah.
like that, but like it's an intimate setting. It, I guess we should look up the definition of intimate, really, is what we should be doing.
That's fair. Yeah, because I know
Okay.
neither of us will know if that was a deal.
So intimate is it's an adjective, obviously. The
I
first
wouldn't
two
have known
meanings
that.
are closely acquainted, familiar, or close. So intimate friends, and then there's second definition is private and personal. And it says intimate details of their sexual encounters. So private and personal. So when you have an intimate encounter with somebody in for a sexual nature, it is a private thing. It's you are there away. You're away by yourselves, right? So I would assume that like for someone who is like it can be intimate, but I think it's hard. Like porn does the job of getting you off. Like that's its job, right? It's there for you to rock your socks, for argument's sake. But it's really hard to be intimate with another human being, A, when there's money involved. You can fake it. But and it's really hard to be intimate when you got like six other guys with cameras and a director and makeup people and costume people and all this stuff around. So it's really hard to get genuine intimacy at that point.
And here's the thing. So I see, I have no shame in talking about this shit. I just don't. I've signed up for a
It's
few
fair,
ceiling
whatever.
fans. I already said it once in the beginning. You should know what I'm talking about.
Sure.
I've signed up for a few of them, and some of them I did use to just be like, Emily, you know, look at that kind of deal. And
Yeah.
if you don't know, then, you know, figure it out. Karen from HR. There you go. Go check it out. But do you think some people are like, you know, you're saying that when you're on camera, the kind of the intimacy is kind of gone, maybe possibly gone. But do you think
I
some
think
people are they like that is that for them, that is
that could be
into
their kink, right? Their kink could be just like I said, that's the kink is exhibitionism, where you people couples like to go out and they have sex in like areas where they could be caught, right? That's what makes you get the couples who go out in the middle of the night and up a road somewhere and they make love in the car or whatever, in a car or whatever.
Not do not
And
recommend, by the way. Did it
no,
as a
it's
kid,
not
it's
great.
not comfortable. Actually, I want to tell you a funny story about that afterwards.
But like that's the exhibitionism is a kink that it's like it's extra adrenaline knowing, hey, you could be caught at any second, right? So I would assume that people in the porn industry have that kind of thing where they're getting off on the fact that people are going to be seeing them a little bit. It's not something I would assume you would start with, but as you go, as you're in it longer, you're like, oh, hey, you know, 1,000 people or 10,000 people or 30,000, a million people are going to see this.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So I would assume it would be built into the job after a certain point.
So, okay, I'll tell you this quick funny story because I told Emily the other
Okay.
night because I went through one of my sketchbooks, and back when Emily was in Ontario, I wanted to go down and write down all of the people that I've been with to try and see how many I could remember. Probably
Sure.
not an appropriate thing to do, but at the time it was amusing and I was by
Whatever.
myself and I don't care.
You're an adult. Fuck it.
So I did. I wrote down as many as I could remember, and some of them was just a description. And one of them
Yep.
was Girl on Logging Road, because I don't remember her name. And
Uh-oh.
this is why I say don't do it in a car, especially the way that I did it. We were in the passenger seat. And if you know how passenger seats in cars work, they fold like this, right? So if you're
Well,
trying to deuce.
not in a new car.
No, this was an old shit car. So, like, the
Yeah,
passenger seat's like this. You can't get in. Anyway, she.
the way it developed was you do it on the bench seat because
Yeah.
it was a
Because
bench
they're
seat you
flat.
had. So exactly, you have 6 footer like just yeah. under 6 foot of space to lay down.
Yep. Well, not in my Z24.
No,
that was,
you wouldn't have any
it was space. A shit car. And she told all of her friends that it was awful and terrible. And I was like, dude. And he's like, were you in the Z24? I'm like, yeah. He's like, no wonder it sucked. You can't do it in that car. I'm like, I tried.
It's my pickup trucks, man.
Maybe that's why I bought a pickup truck. You got a bed. That's why I bought a truck.
You got a bed.
And we're both short, so it works.
It's for their midgets.
Whatever. I'm 5'8". I'm not that short.
So short.
But like, there's this huge people really shit on porn. They really do. And I like,
it's because it's an easy thing to say I'm morally superior to you because I don't do that.
But I'm okay,
exactly
so
exactly what it is.
In that sense, yeah, they do that too. But I also mean like they're if you watch that, you're gross, you're dirty and it's like
whatever
why?
Floats your boat. That's just it.
Like
it's just a moral superiority. People need to feel better than somebody else. That's the reason. And to like completely derail the topic.
Oh,
the reason
care.
people need to feel superior to other people.
Yeah.
Not everybody, but like 99.99% of people. Okay.
Yeah.
That is why communism will never work, because people always want to be above somebody else. And in communism, in a perfect like the communist world, everybody's equal and everybody shares. Everybody does their share of the work, right? But because people need to be above someone, always need to be above somebody else.
See, that's why I'm correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe there's more about communism that I don't understand, but that's why I'm kind of for it. I think everybody should have to work for what they have. Nobody like part. Okay.
No, that's not. No. The idea, what? Like, I haven't read the Communist Manifesto, so I can't like speak.
And I don't 100%. Know much about it. I just what you're saying.
But like. In communism, everybody works for does the same amount of work, gets the same amount of food, gets the same amount. Nobody gets money. There's no reason to have money because everybody's working for a common good.
Okay.
Nobody's richer than anybody else. No one's poorer than anybody else.
Sounds
that's like
a village in the forest.
That's communist ideal as an ideology. Hmm. It never works because you have to have somebody dictating and like, okay, sure. Bill did 8 hours. Jim did 8 hours. Susie did,
and that's somebody above
hours,
somebody,
right? Whatever. And then those people who did the work, now they need to record it to somebody, and somebody has to have a job.
Yeah.
Of okay, well, yeah. So you did 8 hours work, you get $40. You did 8 hours, you get $40. You get food for this and this, and yeah, right. But the problem with humans is they want to feel special, and you don't get to feel special in communism.
Yeah, ever. That's
you're not special. Everybody's equal. You have nothing above your neighbor. That's ideological communism. Like, and again, we as a society, it's impossible for humans to get there because that's not human nature.
Huh. I mean, I would, whatever it's called, I would just like it if everyone had to do the same amount of work and got the same. Like, I'm not a fan of somebody, let's say somebody owning a company, living out in the middle of fucking nowhere, running that company, but not doing anything, just waking up in the morning, taking care of their family, and then all of their employees are going and doing everything, and they just get to sit there and collect a paycheck. I don't agree with that. There's a guy on TikTok, again, we're on TikTok, we've derailed from Prawn, but we'll get back. There's a guy on TikTok who goes by Wells and Septic Life, and if you don't follow him, you should, because he's fucking hilarious and I love him. This guy is the best boss I have ever heard in my life. So, general reason as to why. So when he hires his people, he tells them, you're going to be on call 24/7, but you will be paid double time for any day that you're on call, which is only one of 2 days a week. So I think one, like 2 days in every 2 weeks you're on call, and they rotate. Yep. So all of his guys rotate through it. So you're like, you're not all the time. You will get paid. You'll be reimbursed. Like if you're on a date, I'll pay for your date and I'll give you money to go and do it on the next one, because he's doing septic tanks. Like sometimes people just need the shit vacuumed out immediately.
Exactly.
He'll move people there to work for him, house them. And like, he takes care of his employees, and this guy fucking cares about his workers, and he works with them and alongside them. And
that's still capitalism though.
But that's what we need more bosses like that.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but that's not communism. That's capitalism.
Okay, so that's what I want. That's what I think everybody
and
should
like,
do.
Like, yeah, that would be an ideal, like ideal capital. That is the capitalist ideal. Everybody, they work their share, they get paid for their work, they get paid fair and equal rates.
Yeah.
Right. at the end of the day, though, the boss still the boss. You know, the boss is the one who's. I mean, I don't agree with, like, you know, Jeff Bezos waking up and like, oh, cool, I just made, you know, $80 million in my first 2 hours of life, right? Whatever kind of thing. Like, I don't agree with that level of wealth, because, like, what's the point at that level? Like, really?
Yeah.
But, like, you need a boss who is, like, the owner of that company, who, you know, he's going to make more than all of his employees.
Oh, no,
working,
he should, for sure.
Right? And
it's
he should.
His company. But he should also be...
He's the one liable for everything.
But he should also be working.
And that's the thing.
That's where I'm at. The boss needs to work. They can't just sit at home and do shit. Or do nothing. That's just how I feel. I'm not okay with that. I don't and cannot work for somebody who just collects a paycheck while I do all the work for them. It's just not for me. Not a fan.
That's fair.
But yes.
But again.
Prawn gives you hairy palms. Please explain that to me.
I have no idea where that one came from.
Okay, so
genuinely,
there was a.
I've heard it, but I don't know why. I don't know, like,
why was that a thing? Why?
I don't know.
Why do they tell kids if you jerk off and watch porn, you're gonna get hairy hands, or you're gonna go blind?
We're gonna look it up.
Oh, okay. And then, I don't know why. Like, you've seen this stuff on Twitter. I'm sure you have. I think you even commented on one or two of them, but, you know, maybe you didn't. Where people are just like, oh, OnlyFans closed down. Looks like you guys are going to have to find a real job working at Tim Hortons. Why do you think they do that?
Because.
Are they jealous?
There is a level of that, for sure.
Oh, there's definitely a level of jealousy.
Like, I mean, the way I look at it is, it's like, I'm annoyed that, like, a good-looking girl can go on and show off her body.
Oh, I
pleasure herself.
So upset
pleasure,
by that.
Just pleasure herself, and then dudes just give her money. Like, that irritates the fuck out of me.
I want that.
Exactly. Exactly.
I want to jerk off on camera and get paid for it. But what the fuck? Exactly. Nobody wants to see that.
So exactly. So here's the thing. When those people are now screwed,
yeah,
it's a vindication for people who are like you and me who don't have that ability, right? They're like, oh, look at this person. Now they have to get a real job. They have no practical skills. They have to go back to school. Oh, that's going to suck.
But see, that's the thing. Right? They assume they have no practical skills. And I'm damn near positive. Most of them, they do. It's just, this just pays for, like, look how expensive. Okay. Not all of them live in Vancouver. Okay. I don't know where they live. They live in other places. But let's look at it this way. If they live in Vancouver, and their practical skill is managing a retail store. This is just purely an example, not saying that all fucking OnlyFans girls can only work in retail stores. This is just an example. That's their practical skill. They ran a fucking retail store forever. But you live in Vancouver. You can't sustainably live in Vancouver running a retail store. But if you find out that people want to watch you fucking twiddle your curtains, and you make tons of money doing it.
I love that, by the way.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to diddle all fucking day and pay my bills by diddling. 100%. I will show my butthole. I will spit on my own face if it means that I'm going to get that much money. I don't give a shit. And I think you're right. I think it's a level of jealousy. People.
There 100% is. There 100% is a level of jealousy there. Like,
how can you hate
You don't
them?
Want. You know, it's not hate. It's hate and jealousy are not the same thing.
No.
But otherwise, if hate and jealousy were the same thing, they wouldn't have different words.
Okay.
Right?
I can see that.
Like, you could be jealous of somebody and still be like, for argument's sake, I'm jealous of your viewer count, for argument's sake, because your account's higher than mine normally. But
that's
I don't hate
I'm
you
funnier
for it.
Than you.
Oh.
Just kidding. I'm kidding.
The what is it? The sharpest knife or the dullest knife cuts the deepest.
Oh, I am pretty dull.
No. It doesn't translate well into English. But it basically means the thing is, it's like the knife you keep, you take the best care of, or the you hold closest to you, is the knife that'll cut you the deepest.
Oh,
yeah. Anyway,
good. The cat's here. Like, she's probably planning to kill me.
That's true. Evil cats.
Fuck the cat. I hate that cat.
But like I said, like, I'm jealous of your viewer count. I have no hate against you, right? For it. So, I mean, jealousy and hate are not the same thing.
I hate your face scar because I'm jealous of it.
Yeah, fair enough.
I'm very jealous. I want a face scar, man. I thought about doing it as a kid.
That can be arranged.
I thought about doing it as a kid. I was just like, just come on, just cut downwards really quick. Nobody will know. My mom found out that I was thinking about it. She got really upset with me.
Yeah, it's so like there's a whole bunch of master but go back to the Harry Palm thing.
Yeah.
It's all like church stuff. It's designed to scare you away from doing it.
What is their problem with porn? Why do they hate sex so much?
A lot of people have issue keeping, like, having porn be just a thing on the internet that they interact with on a time basis. There's a lot of issue with people becoming addicted to things like porn and masturbation. They're real, like, real diseases.
Yeah.
And the church has always had a problem with things that are easily to become addicted to. Like, that's why the church has a hard stance against things like booze or a hard stance against things like porn or drugs, right?
It just sounds like they hate things that are fun.
Basically. But the issue isn't that they're against fun, it's that they're against the addiction.
Huh.
Because then you can't fulfill your obligation to your community and stuff.
So I will tell you my only problem with Prawn.
Okay, far away.
I keep flopping in between so I'm not saying the word too many times so it doesn't get flagged anywhere. Here's my problem with it. You always start somewhere. Like I said, the first thing I ever saw was a nipple. The second thing I ever saw was probably The Man Show on Spike TV.
It was a good show.
Yeah, it was. Girls jumping on trampolines. Amazing. Probably could never do that anymore today because it would just be like viewed as like, that's just being sexist. It's like, it's just girls on trampolines. You'd be
screwed instantly. Yeah.
But those are like the first things. And then it always escalates. It always escalates to more. But I want to know... Like, see, I've always wanted to, like, study brains, and I've always wanted to know why. Like, why certain things are the way they are. Why does that do that?
It's, like, deep psychological things, though, really.
Yeah.
My biggest thing has always been, like, why do people have mommy and daddy kinks? I don't understand that.
Okay. I have asked that question numerous times to multiple people. Like, why do you want to be called that? Like, what is it?
Well, like, it's like... Like you go on Reddit and you see girls and stuff like that post these pictures like, what do you think of this, daddy? And I'm like, not your dad. And if I was your dad, I'd be disappointed because I don't want to see that shit.
So here's the thing. I have heard from the people that I've asked, because I've asked them multiple times and I think we're about to be answered by one right now. But from what I've heard, pardon my example, but it's not like you and Baby Booch. It's not like that. It's not that dynamic of daddy.
No.
It's the power dynamic. It's somebody who's higher than you, and it's the hierarchy of it. So it's not the...
You want to call it boss or fucking El Presidente or something like that. I don't know.
It's not the same. There's a hint. It's kind of like Frank's Red Hot Sauce and Macaroni. There's a hint of spiciness.
I think it's got a forbidden angle to it that a lot of people find attractive.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, it's Frank's Red Hot Sauce and Macaroni. It's a hint of spicy.
It's the forbidden fruit.
Yeah. And I think, I don't think it's the whole...
The same reason the whole stepsister, stepbro thing takes off and does so well on the internet. It's because they're brother and sister, which would make it wrong, but they're step, so that makes it okay.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I get it because I've talked about it so many times with people because I've always wanted to know.
That's fair.
But what I've always wanted to know, there's people out there that's like, call me mommy. Like that one. That I can probably get behind.
So there's like dominatrixes and stuff like that. And that's more like what that is, right? If I had to guess. I don't know.
I dated a girl who was into the sex industry, by the way. Two of them, actually. Two of them. One of them was a stripper. So don't ever date a stripper. There's nothing wrong with this girl. I'm just saying it wasn't for me, okay? That was it. She was fine.
So why? Why not? Why? What happened that it wasn't for you?
Because at the time, I really wanted a family. I really wanted a family. I wanted kids. That's what I wanted. I wanted a family so bad. And I couldn't get it out of my head that she loved stripping. And I couldn't get it out of my head that, like, this is going to be the mother of my children. And I couldn't get it out of my head. And that's why.
That's not you, man.
That is me. That was my problem. Because this was fucking years ago, man. Like, years ago. And there's a stripper on TikTok that I follow and watch all of her stuff. And yep. She's a stripper. She's married, and she educates people on so many things and tells them, like, yeah, like one of the stories she said is she said that she had this guy come in, pay for a private dance, and as soon as he got in the room, he just grabbed her and hugged her and didn't let go. And not in an aggressive way. He just grabbed her and hugged her. And she's like, you could feel his breathing, like he was trying to not cry. He was doing everything to not cry. And I was just like, okay. It wasn't then that I knew.
There is people on Reddit, like they'll ask, it's like there is a subreddit called Ask Reddit, where it's like you just pose a question and Reddit will answer. You might not get the answer you want, but there's answers to questions.
Yeah.
So there's like, they've asked questions of sex workers, like, so what's like, you know, what's the weirdest thing somebody's paid you to do? Yeah. Or, sex workers of Reddit, what's your story kind of thing. And the number of sex workers who would come up and they would say things like the weirdest thing that they've encountered in their job was like this one woman had an 80-year-old dude who every day,
yeah,
at like 2 o'clock, he would come in and he'd pay for 3 hours with her. And all he would do is they would just nap together. Because his wife had passed away.
Aww.
And it was very sweet. His wife had passed away, and he, for the last 70 years, he had not been alone.
Wow.
So he slept because, at that age, you would sleep with your siblings in your bed. And then as you get older, you're still sharing a bed, especially you go back in old Europe and stuff like that, where there's not a lot of space in the houses. You would still share your bed, with your brothers or whatnot. And then when he married, he shared his bed with his wife every day. So he would go in, there'd be like loud techno music playing in the freaking downstairs.
Yeah.
And he would just sleep on her, like spooning her or his head on her lap. Huh. And that's how he would, that's the only way he could sleep.
So that's why I'm so like, the girl that I dated that was in the sex industry, isn't the stripper. And by the way, like, I have nothing against strippers. Back then, I just didn't understand a lot of shit. I do now. I'm older now.
He's young and dumb.
Yeah, exactly.
He's still dumb. He's just not as young.
Yeah, exactly. I'm older and still stupid. But the girl that I was dating that was in that industry, like, the stuff that people asked her to do was fucking crazy. Yeah. I think at one point she said, please don't tell anybody that I did this stuff. And so I'm not going to, but the stuff that people told her to do was a little weird.
Some of it's weird.
But one of the things... Like,
that's the market you're getting yourself into as a sex worker. Unfortunately, you have to put up with the weird. The only way to like vet it is like, okay, what do you want to do up front? And then I'll tell you how much it'll be, if they're willing to pay for it, and then whether they're willing to do that or not. And then at that point, it's like complete confidentiality. Like, honestly, doctor-patient, person-to-person confidentiality, and it won't be shared, right?
So... One of the things, not one of the things, but multiple things she brought up a lot. And one of them was that industry needs to be legal. 1,000% legal. Because
it's legal in Australia, man.
Like it should be, because then you're not protecting them and you're protecting the people.
That's the big thing. Because it's like when Pornhub did the big purge of all of the non... Like the private videos, they did a huge purge. So now you have to be a publisher of porn to put stuff on Pornhub.
Yeah.
And now a whole bunch of people who are like, well, they're not with it, are done.
Yeah.
They just can't do anything. So when OnlyFans happened, that's why everybody's like, oh shit, I'm going to lose all my livelihood when they, knock all this stuff.
Yeah.
Because they had a clientele who was like, okay, they may not be into it 100% of this niche weird stuff, but they're like, okay, I will do it because I'm not like uncomfortable with it, but it's just not my thing, but they'll still do it because they have a client base for it, right? So when OnlyFans did the huge shutdown on porn or especially certain kinks, a whole bunch of people are like,
so they didn't,
what do we do now?
They didn't need to be a publisher, they just had to have a verified account, apparently.
Is it a verified account? Okay. Yeah. I've literally never been on Pornhub in my life.
Yeah, so verify that you're the ones in the videos or a corporation.
Okay.
But yeah, it needs to be legal, like 1,000%. And I have multiple reasons as to why. And we may have talked about this at one point, or I ranted about it. It could be one or the other. Yeah. It needs to be legal for multiple reasons. One, I think the fact that so many people are raised to believe that porn is bad and negative and stuff, they end up growing really sheltered.
Well, you got to remember, the biggest the sorry to cut you off.
That's
here.
Okay.
But the biggest thing that we as a race need to like bring into the open,
yeah,
is that everybody wants to fuck.
Everyone fucks. It's like everyone poops.
No, let's write a book. Not everybody fucks.
Let's write a book. Everybody fucks. Called let's Everybody Fucks.
But it's not true.
But let's do it. Let's write it. They can be like, some people flip, some people dip, some people jerk, and
some people twerk.
Thank you. There you go. See? We'll write a Dr. Seuss book about fucking. Let's do it. We'll talk about
like
it.
Like I said, the societies all over the world have placed such a huge taboo on sex.
Yeah.
Like you look down like look at sex education in like Canada,
don't even get me started on sex education. Just
Europe, look at it in America, look at it in Asian countries, right? In especially in the southern states, if you are listening to this and you are from the south, you'll know. A lot of what they teach is just, well, abstinence. That's the best way. It's just not, yeah, don't worry about birth control is garbage. Don't, that's stupid. Just abstain.
Keep
and it's like,
religion.
I don't think you understand.
Out of schools.
That's not even a religious thing.
Most of it is.
It can be religious based, but I mean, like,
it's always the parents. Still. And the parents are usually always religious, and they're just like, I don't want my kids learning about the sexes.
Well, one of the big things is especially education. Especially education down in the States is it's not like federally mandated. It's by state, which is a huge issue because you have programs where it's like science is taught at like stuff from like the early 2 years ago. Science stuff's being taught to kids and stuff like that in more progressive states. But in like, I saw literally on Reddit today, somebody posted a picture from their science textbook and it says, and a picture, it looks like it was printed in the 90s. And it said something along the lines of, nobody understands electricity. It's one of God's great mysteries. We've never seen it. We've never recorded it. We've never had any contact with it.
That's what I mean. It's religion out of schools. And like,
it's like, yeah, but the problem is like, you can have no religion in schools and still say you still have like textbooks and stuff that say like, oh, you know, the Cold War is going to be brutal and who knows how the Bay of Pigs are going to play out.
That's just stupidity, like schools not wanting to upgrade their books.
That's the issue. I was saying to my brother just yesterday, literally yesterday, the education system in first world countries has just fucked up so badly.
Dude, I swear it's rigged. Maybe I'm getting into conspiracy theories here, but it's fine. Conspiracy theories are fucking hilarious and they're fun. I legit feel that certain states and provinces, whatever, I feel like they keep that group stupid on purpose in elementary school.
100%.
So that they only have 100%. Like smart people here and the rest of this part is idiots because if we're all smart, like, then we're all fucking geniuses.
It's the one of the big issues too is that kids are taught, you know, these are the facts, like for math, you know, 2 + 2 = 4, right? Okay. And that stuff's fine. But when they get older into like seniors of high school, nobody's taught critical thinking. When you go to university, it's not critical thinking. You're not tested. Well, some of it is, but most of it isn't. You're tested on critical thinking. You're tested on facts. So like, that's why the whole thing is people being book smart versus like street smart is the mentality on that is, are you okay? You can recite like, you know, what the chemical compound for everything in my shampoo is. But can you do critical thinking on the other end of that? And that's one of the big issues, especially like moving forward with everything in our world, where we have this insanity around things like how bad the porn industry is, how we should trust our scientists, how fanatical some political leaders can be, right? It boils down to the inability to critically think properly.
Hmm.
It's I believe blindly what this person says because they agree with what I think.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that it could be wrong. And then if they say something else, well, that must be true because they believe. And it's a huge bias. And it's the issue is kids aren't taught to critically think. They're taught to see, yes, sir. How many? Okay, let's go. It's garbage. And like we as a society, as a race, we need to think, like move in a direction where we let kids fail. Like that's one of the big things. Like, I'm okay with everybody getting a participation ribbon. That's fine. You want to get a participation ribbon that says you participated, fine. But
you're still
kid
a loser.
Coming in tenth, kid coming in tenth doesn't get a you know, good job, you won.
Yeah.
Ribbon. Kid coming in first gets the, oh, good job, you won, and that's the prize that the kid in tenth is now striving for.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
It's just and like back when I was like, in
if kids failed math, kids fail math.
Yeah, like, when I was in track, when I was in track as a kid, I did the long distance running all the time. They had a track in Surrey somewhere that we always ran.
Yeah, and Creek.
Yeah, that was it. Yep. Anyways, there was this big long one that I always wanted to do, and I did it like probably six times, and only the people from first to 30th got ribbons, and it went from like 30th, first to 10 was gold. Well, there was like fucking 300 people doing this run. So it was for 1 to 10 gold, then silver, then bronze.
Yeah.
And nobody got like, oh, you participated. There was none of that shit. Nobody got any of those. But I wanted to fucking get a ribbon. So it just made me like work harder.
You work harder for it.
Yeah. Not this like, right? Look, mom, got participated.
And that's the thing is a lot of parents, you know, they got butt hurt when their kid, when, you know, Billy didn't place.
Yeah.
Because, well, my kid's going to place because my kid's just the greatest. And it's like, well, your kid could be the greatest to you, but, you know, compared to Jim, who, you know, has actually done training and has actually worked hard at it, you know, they should get something above and beyond, right? I mean, it's sad. And the issue we have now is like, there's honor rolls, right? In my high school,
yeah,
like, there was honor rolls for A, B, an effort honor roll.
Yeah.
And effort was like, the kid put in a lot of hard work, they get a ribbon. And I'm like, okay, that's cool, but like that doesn't teach the kid that hard work sometimes doesn't pay off.
Exactly.
And that's a fact.
Which
sometimes you could bust your ass on a job.
Yeah.
And the man and the boss will walk up and be like, well, I guess you did it. Later.
Yeah.
Or you could bust your ass on a job and then the boss comes up and is like, well, you fucked that up. Do it again. And
oh,
at that point,
God,
you're like, okay. Like, but we failed most. Sadly, we failed kids because we don't let them fail, right?
Yeah.
And that's an issue. Like that's probably one of the largest issues that will affect us in our life for the rest of our lives. Like we are stuck with a whole bunch of people, and we are going to be, you know, bosses or have to put up with kids who they have no idea how to deal with the fact that they are going to fail. They're just not going to succeed at what they're trying. They're going to bust their asses, and they're still going to fall flat on your face. Because you know, like it's like
just like in porn,
you could, and porn's other things on your face.
You could have a busted ass, and you'll still land on your face.
Yeah, you land on your face because you're busted ass.
Exactly. Oh man, fucking stop! We're not going to get sponsored by Tim Hortons. Just stop.
It's just my favorite mug.
Tim Hortons is not going to sponsor us. We're looking for Arctics.
Yeah, never know.
Yeah. I prefer Wendy's.
But like. Like it's the same company now.
Yeah, I know. That was a joke.
But like that's the thing is like we want porn to be taboo because it's something everybody wants to be able to do it. Everybody wants to be like, okay, cool. I can make my porn and it'll be watched by millions of people and you know people will be rocking their socks. So
yeah,
you might not be able to. Right?
So. Here's the interesting part about ceiling fans that I've noticed. So, okay. You can just start making it right off the bat, right? Like you can just let's say you turn 18, you're a nobody, you just start making it and you go to town, right? And you're making it for years and you notice that, you know, you're making a good living, but you're not doing much. But then there's somebody who does cosplay all the time. Again, just more examples. There's somebody who does cosplay all the time and they've been doing cosplay for a while and they have a huge following.
Sure.
Then they start doing ceiling fans.
Yep.
And they fucking explode. And I've found that a lot of anything porn related, it's curiosity. That's 100% what it is. You've gotten to know this person digitally. You know them without all of the nudeness and the fucking. You've gotten to know them through that, and now you're just like, I gotta see what they look like when they're getting humped, and it's just like that's what.
What's the name of that?
That's what I noticed is successful.
A lot of really, I think a lot of like successful artists, I guess, is that the right word?
Sex
artists.
I don't
even know, actors?
Sex artists.
A lot of successful actors. They do point of view stuff, so like you don't see the guy.
You know what? Every video I've seen so far, you never see the guy's face. I want to know why. Why? Like,
No. Because
imagining your face. Sorry.
What?
I got excited. Go ahead. I got excited. Go to town.
I was going to say, what gets people's rocks off is being able to think, that's me being banging.
Okay. Fucking side note.
Did you see another guy's face? You're like, oh, fuck, it's him getting that. Exactly. It just sucks for me because obviously it's not me doing it.
Okay. Here's a good question for you. Okay. Now I'm going to. It's a good question. So just pardon my wording.
Fire away.
If you're watching a girl blow a dude, okay? Also, I have no idea if we're allowed to talk about this on Twitch, so this is fucking hilarious to me. If you're watching a girl blow a dude and you're looking at his dong, does that make you gay?
Absolutely not.
But what if you're looking at it? You're not looking at her, you're looking at it.
Sex is sex, man.
All right. Just wondering. Not out of curiosity, like, I'm just wondering curiosity now, because I'm like, okay, good, I'm safe. Oh,
sex is sex. Like, you can look at two dudes banging, you can look at two chicks banging, you can look at a dude and a chick banging. You can look at an orgy, I don't really care.
Do you want to hear
sex
is sex? Do you want to hear the funny?
It's taboo, and
Sorry, dog.
it's taboo to watch other people do it, really, because that's what we're raised off.
Yeah.
And seeing other people do the dirty helps most people get their rocks off, is what it boils down to.
Yeah. Okay, so here's a fun story, okay?
All right.
Now, again, just so that people can't find out who the girl is that I dated, I'm not going to give any context to who it was or what happened. I'm going to tell you what happened, but you'll never be able to figure out who. Okay, are you trying to pet the dog or scratch your butthole?
She's too far away because my wife's eating some yogurt, and nice. The dog knows she gets to lick the cup once the yogurt's
going off. Oh, that's cute. So this girl that I dated a long time ago, she came up to me. So she was still partly seeing this guy that she knew for a reason that I can't say why, or sure, people anyway. Will figure it out immediately. Anyway, she was still partly seeing this guy, and she came up to me one day. She's like, okay, you're a guy. And I'm like, thanks. I have a question for you. I'm like, okay, go ahead. She's like, okay, I noticed that he on his Xbox had porn open. I'm like, and she's like, okay, but here's the thing. It was a guy with tits being banged.
Oh, lady boys.
Yeah. It was, or whatever. I don't know what they identified. Either way, it was basically a person with tits and a dick. And they were being banged by another dude. And she said, she's like, now here's the part. What if the one with the penis identifies as a woman? Is he watching straight porn or is he watching gay porn? And I'm like,
he's watching porn.
Well, okay. No, I understand that. But at the time, I'm like,
that's fair.
What the fuck? She's like, maybe he just likes boobs. And I don't know.
Hey, man, I'll tell you what. You show me a human being on the planet, and if they say they don't like boobs, watch their nose grow 4 inches because they're just lying.
Yeah.
So, every human likes boobs.
This was probably 8 years ago, and at the time, I'm like, honestly, I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
It's true.
This is way out of my league. So
what
am I doing? I called my brother. I'm like, hey, this is the deal. What's going on here? He's like, I don't even fucking know. I'm like, all right, that's where we are. I don't know. So I told her. She's like, okay. But it was just the way that she described it was so funny to me. And like, she was so genuinely curious. And I was just like, I was ready to answer this shit. I'm like, I'm a guy. I got this. And then she asked me the question. Like, nope. I don't have a fucking clue. No idea what's going on here.
So out.
It was fucking funny. So here's another funny story for you involving porn. I own VR. Everybody knows that. I've done it on stream a few times.
Yeah, I know where you're going with this.
Yeah, I may have told you in the past, but I haven't told anybody else live.
I don't think you have, but I know where you're going with this.
Okay, so I own VR. And one of the things with VR, heads up, by the way, if you own the Oculus or the Vive and you open anything in VR, it will tell all of your friends. Okay? Just a fair warning. Whatever you open, it will tell your friends. So turn that shit off or they will all know. So
yeah,
I got curious one day. Emily's gone somewhere and I was just like, I don't know. So I type in a fucking Reddit and I'm like, VR porn. And I type it in and I'm like, how to get it to work. And you have to download this software that is 100% legit. It is 100% legit because Oculus backs it, which is frankly odd to me, but sure, whatever.
How is it odd?
Because Oculus is Facebook, and Facebook backing a porn VR thing just seems a little...
Dude, I've gotten more messages from chicks on Facebook saying, am I single? I want to, you know, here's some hot videos of me.
It's just, I don't know, something
about
it.
I care to count. And it's all through Facebook. So I don't think, Facebook publicly might say, porn is bad.
Yeah.
But I bet you, you know, half of those links that are getting reported to the freaking guys are like, hey, cool, I'll write that one down. And
yeah. So anyways, I downloaded the program after I made sure that nobody could see what I was doing. And I opened up this video. Okay.
Sure.
Now here's the problem with back then, because this was, Emily was still in Ontario, so probably 4 years ago. It's probably different now. But back then, I open it up, and I put the headphones on, and I'm looking around. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? And all of a sudden, this giant fucking huge giant of a woman appears in front of me, and there's just fucking tits just fucking right here. And I'm like, Like, normally, if there's a pair of boobs in front of you, you're like, nice. No, this was fucking over here and over here. This woman was giant, okay?
Yeah.
Fucking giant. Now, here's the problem. When they're that big, it's shot in 1080p, and it's high definition. Okay, now when you're watching the prawn, you're probably watching it because you're looking for like the perfect thing, right? Like you'll fucking, if you've seen that movie, buddy.
You're looking for one thing.
You're looking for, and you're always looking for like the best of that one thing. There's a movie where Joseph Gordon-Levitt, he plays a guy who's addicted to porn. And he says in the movie, like he scrolls endlessly until he finds the perfect fucking video. So if you're actually in, and I wasn't in the mood for this, I was just curious.
Yeah.
If you're in the mood, you're going to find the perfect thing. But sometimes something might throw you off. And that something to me was the fact that I could see every fucking pore, every ingrown hair, and everything was goddamn fucking giant to me. And when that chick just fucking gone right up in my face and there's just vagina and it's like monstrous, I was like, and I'm like, oh my God. And then I moved over here and I was like, I can see inside of it. So I pulled that shit off and I'm like, that's it. Uninstalled the program, deleted the video, left it alone, never went back.
So I was curious, since you got on your topic here.
Yeah. The movie's Don John.
What?
Thank you, coffee.
What are the top sex kinks are?
Ooh.
I'm just curious.
Ooh, let's guessing game. You know what? You want to switch to Twitch
I'll tell
now?
You what.
We're on 57 minutes. So let's switch to Twitch. And we can make
switch,
this part of Twitch.
Twitch.
Yes.
Yeah, switch out to Twitch.
Okay. Twitch, we're yours now. This is still part of the podcast, but now we're yours. We're going to do the top five.
I'll tell you what.
Can I
you
guess?
You give me what you think are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I got, like, what, 20 of them here.
Okay, so I have to get five.
So you have to guess. I want you to guess the top five.
Okay, peeing.
And then you guess where they are, and I'll tell you if they even make the list or where they are on the list. Okay?
Peeing.
Fire away.
Peeing.
Nope. Doesn't even make the list.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, okay. Sorry, it does make the list.
It does. And it's in
one,
the top,
two, three, four, five,
the top
six,
15.
Seven, eight, 10, 11. It's number 11.
Oh, yeah, top 15. Okay, are you okay with me going like top 5, top 10, top 15? Just to narrow it down?
Yeah,
okay. Peeing is in there. Twitch, you guys can guess too, but I'm not going to look. Just make sure you follow TOS and don't type in anything that's going to get you banned. BDSM, definitely top 5.
What kind of BDSM?
Bondage. I don't know much about that, but
number,
top five.
Number four.
Okay. Feet. That's a good one. I looked at Twitch. Feet probably in the top 20.
I don't have, let's see. Let me go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. I have only 18.
And feet's not in there.
Feet? How high do you think feet made it? I have it on the list.
I think it made it to about 15 to 18.
No.
Higher?
Higher, much higher.
Six.
1, 2, 3.
What's
four,
up, 8 Bits,
five,
One Beard?
Seventh.
Seventh. I was close.
And it's the most popular on this website looked at, yeah.
Okay, so I don't know what the one is, but it's like I just can't remember the name off the top of my head, but it's like Dominatrix, that shit.
Number two.
Fucking called it. Number one has to be fucking no, I'm not going for number one. Furries. Furry shit is on there for sure. To which we're guessing the top fucking 20.
No. I mean,
There's
it says pet play, so I
That's
guess you
it.
could call
That
that.
is it.
Yeah,
That's
I guess you could call
furries.
that.
Oh my God.
It's number what, 15, 14?
Is it act? Wow. Okay. Let's see. I think you guys are going a bit too pet plays and furries. Fuck off, Kerf Coffee. Yes, it is. Remember, if you guys are guessing, make sure you're not typing anything against TOS.
Not even looking at
Okay.
your stream right now, so I can't even say anything.
Okay, let me see. I just mean them. Did I say bondage? I think I
You did
did.
say bondage, yeah.
Okay, and I said BDSM. I said
Yeah.
DOMs. We said feet. Is there like group? Is that like a kink, like group stuff?
That is, yeah. Orgies would be group, yeah.
Okay, so that's definitely in the top 10. Has to
17th.
be. 17. Wow. Isn't the number one pool,
Not
spa, and hot tubs?
a lot of well, that's not sex, so
No,
no.
we're guessing kinks, not kinky places. We're like
A
guessing
lot of people
kinks.
don't like again, they like sex to be intimate and they don't feel that
Yeah.
you could have intimate sex with multiple people, right? So an orgy is not
Yeah.
intimate to most people.
Okay. So yeah, we're guessing kinks. Just remember, whatever you say, just basically code it in Twitch. Public places, I don't know if that would be a kink. Would that be considered a kink? Like public?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, it is a kick. It is a kink. You're
Six,
thinking
number
of
six. Exposition,
expositionism.
number six.
Yeah. Not even close. Like number
Number
11.
12. 11?
I think number 11. Let me check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
Oh,
8,
okay.
9, 10.
Voyeurism. What the fuck is voyeurism?
Voyeurism. Voyeurism is
Is that
in the top
watching?
10.
Is that when like Uncle Ben's hiding in the closet watching, you know?
Yeah. It's number 9.
Aha! Nice.
Voyeurism is number
Degrading.
9.
Public exhibitionism, doing voyeurism, watching. Oh, well, thank you very much, Coffee.
Exhibitionism is yeah. Voyeurism is being a peeping Tom, and exhibitionism is performing for everybody,
Now
kind
is the step bro steps this thing on there?
of.
It's gotta be. It has to be. Somehow it has to be on there.
No.
Oh, is there anything family related on there?
I mean, theoretically, I
What do they call
guess.
it? I don't want to say incest. There's no
No.
way that's a kink.
Incest is a kink. It's not on the list.
Oh my
I
God.
guarantee you it's a kink. There's a word for it, so there's a kink.
I
I mean,
just
I'm
I
just
don't wincest. Oh my God. I just don't
Winning
that coffee was it is in Alabama.
so hard. Winning so hard you're fucking yourself.
Down
Incest.
in Alabama, we do NASCAR. We also have sex with our cousins and our sisters. Daddy,
Do you want me to
well,
just
I
go
want to
through the
know what
list?
number one is.
So number one's virtual sex.
What?
Yeah, that was the most practiced kink during COVID-19 lockdown last
Virtual.
year.
So like, you know, I could see that.
You know, you masturbating, for argument's sake, if you and Emily were in different houses, you each masturbating to each other
Dude,
while
she was in
describing what you're doing.
Ontario for fucking years. If you
But
think
I'm
we
just
didn't
saying,
use Skype.
no, I'm just saying that's what virtual sex
Oh,
is.
now I know, but that's what Skype is for. Anybody who uses Skype
So,
for anything other than jerking it, you're weird.
I don't think I've ever used Skype.
That's because your wife lives with you.
No,
Mine lives
even when I
across the
was single, I don't think
country.
I've ever used I don't think I've ever used Skype.
My great grandparents were second or third cousins. Not bad. It happens.
So you want to just go down the list?
Yes, let's go down the list. I'm tired
Okay.
of Joe guessing.
So number one is virtual sex. Number two is domination or sub dom or subs.
Oh shit.
Number three is orgasm control,
Wait, like,
which
you
is
know,
a
getting
weird
them
one.
right there and then stopping?
No, there's like that's for women, getting them right there and then stopping. For
Edging?
guys,
Edging?
edging is yeah is another thing it's called. For guys, there is actually going into physiology a bit. We'll just do it. There is a basically from your testicles to your penis, there is a path that the sperm transfers.
Yeah.
And if you put your finger underneath the testicles, I think you can physically block that off.
Don't do that. That's bad for
So
you.
You don't. So a guy can't ejaculate while that's pressed, and that's orgasm control.
Sorry, buddy knows a guy who works at Skype.
Number four is bondage.
Yeah, that's not surprising.
Number five is anal.
That's
an anal play.
That's a kink.
That's a kink.
I didn't think it would be considered a kink.
Well, some girls get off on having butt plugs in.
Yeah, I just didn't think it was a kink. I just thought that was just doing it.
I had to tell a hilarious little Reddit story, actually. There was a girl who, she had her boyfriend orgasm super hard when she used a dildo on him, right?
Okay.
And then she wanted that experience. So she's like, well, fuck me in the ass, because that's going to give me that experience. It doesn't work that way. Ladies don't have a prostate gland.
I didn't know that.
They don't have a prostate. You can't have something that you don't have.
Why don't they have a prostate?
Because they... Prostate is your penis.
I don't know what a prostate does, man. I didn't pay attention in science.
Obviously. Anyway.
I didn't care for it.
Number five.
I learned shit today.
Five is anal. Number six is age play.
What? Yeah. That's fucking weird. Okay? That is
people
fucking weird.
People getting off on people who are like just barely legal.
I mean... I don't know.
Well, they say they're just barely legal, but they're like 19 and look like a 14-year-old. Comically, again, I saw a comment on Reddit, and it was posted in the cringe subreddit.
Oh, Coffee says that is an age play.
Is it not age play?
No, he's going to explain it.
He's going to explain it?
He is. Oh, God, and Devin is saying no. Oh, God. Coffee is the... We need to have Coffee in on one
well,
of
as if
you know what? Coffee, jump into Stream Talk. Why don't you come and educate us? We're doing the last little bit that's, like, interactive. Jump into stream chat. Educate us, good sir.
A form of role-playing in which individual acts or treats another as if they were a different age. Sexual or non-sexually, age role-play is role-playing between adults and involves consent to all parties.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Everything's fucked up. I don't know how to get a stupid window out of there. Oh God, no!
Oh God, he's fucked it up.
You broke it.
I broke the fucking stream. God damn it!
He's out.
I can't fix it.
Anyway, number six is age play.
Okay.
So
shit.
So all everything you said so far is
hold on
a little bit wrong. Past like hour and a half, it's been a little bit wrong.
Oh fuck! The whole stream is broken. I can't fix it.
That's not wrong.
I can't.
Clarification.
Do you want to step on my camera? Maybe it'll help.
I can't fix any of this. It's so busted.
Oh, goddamn.
Bucci looks ridiculous right now.
he's up in there. He's way up
over
in there
so far.
This is the best it's going to get. Whatever. This is the Twitch part. I'm just leaving it.
Do you want me to slap on my camera, see if it fixes?
No, it won't fix anything. Worry. It's because it's built for two people and that's it.
Gotcha. Yep, no, so there's a lot more towards it. It's psychological and
age?
So in short, think about the person that your friend that had to kinda grow up fast.
Yeah.
Whether
yeah,
it's
like
a guy
me.
Or a girl.
I did.
Yeah, kinda grow up fast, from the age of like say about 3 till 18. Had to grow up real fast, had to be the person in the household that had to take care of shit.
Okay.
At this point, this is the point where it's supposed to be learning and progressing and getting your shit together. However, you don't have the time to experience this. Now, how would it feel to be with a person that will allow you to just not have to take responsibility for your actions, in a sense? For example, you don't got to cook, you don't got to clean.
Yeah.
It sounds more like a slavery type of thing, but you're not cook, you're not clean. You'll have to make decisions for yourself for a while, whether it's a 24/7 thing or it's only periodically in bed.
Are we talking about the people who like to pretend they're babies?
Yes and no. Age play, like it encompasses a lot of things, which can go back to which was like a half hour ago, like daddy, mommy, shit like that.
Mommy.
DDLG or DDLB. Which
Emily
is daddy
would beat
dom,
the shit out of me
girl,
if I ever did
and
that.
And daddy dom, little boy. Oh. Which is essentially just DD get or DDD or M, DM. Daddy mom, daddy dom.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Or daddy dom, mommy dumb. Essentially, they take responsibility, full responsibility, for your actions during a certain period of time.
Yep.
Whether it's choosing your food, or it's choosing what you do that day. How much water do you drink? Taking medication, doing this, that, doing your chores.
It
takes away from what you need to do, because usually these type of people are usually, quite honestly, grad students. They're smart. They're not. They're smart. They're educated people. They just had a shitty childhood.
Everything's dying.
Up.
Oh,
but
it's back.
They grow up really fast, and they need to escape. Yeah, that's at the. That's my side.
Like a caretaker.
But they need this escape where they don't have to make decisions for themselves.
Yeah.
And they have a chance to just, hey, today I eat this, this, and that. I do my homework. I go drink this much water. I do this type of thing. It gives you a chance to just not think and use your brain power for something else.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
I mean, it's all weird to me, but sure. Yeah.
It is. It definitely is. If you're not part of the community, it seems very odd.
Like to observe. I just like to sit on the outside and watch it all happen, but not in a weird way. Just like, that's cool. Enjoy yourself. Peace out.
Hey man. Voyeurism. It's all good.
No.
Look, number seven. So number seven is a foot fetish.
Yeah, of course.
Number eight is role play.
Okay. I mean,
that might lean more into furries and stuff like that.
Too. I like to imagine I'm a strong, independent man, so that makes sense.
Number nine is voyeurism. Number 10 is sadism and masochism.
Oh, I'm so glad that's
one is self-inflicted and one is inflicted by others.
Neither. Sadism is beating the shit out of somebody. Masochism is beating the shit out of yourself, or someone beating the shit out of
you. Yeah, inflicting, self-inflicted or inflicted by other for pain.
Huh.
And then number 11 is golden showers.
No.
Number 12, yeah, I'm not. It's not me, but whatever.
I know why, but it's not my thing.
Number 12 is impact play, and I have no idea what that means.
That goes into bondage. So impact play falls more into a paddle as opposed to a whip.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's just being hit.
And then
don't
what
hit
are we
me.
At?
I'll hit you back.
12?
Yeah, 12.
13 is exhibitionism and outdoor sex.
Okay.
14 is pet play.
Yeah.
Not furries.
I know. I know what it is. I don't want to talk about it. I've seen too many TikTok videos. I'm out.
15, yep. 15 is rubber, lax, or leather.
Fucking weird. Don't care. No shame in saying it. Fucking weird.
What was that? 15? Yeah, number 16 is uniforms. Nurses, police, that kind of thing.
I'm down for nurses.
That's actually a hot topic for myself.
Okay.
Number 17 is group sex, and number 18 is swinging.
Swing. Oh, you know what I always wanted to do?
Oh,
I wanted
pineapples.
I wanted to keep a giant bowl of keys at my front door, full of random
keys.
Keep
saying this, it ain't gonna happen.
It's gonna happen. I just need to find the bowl. Well, coffee. Thank you. We'll probably do a part two at one point, but for now, can you thank you. So I can fix the screen. I just want to fix the screen. No! Piss! This is fucking bullshit. Is it back? It's back. Well, why is all this bullshit on the screen now? Oh, because it's not full screened. That's why.
Yeah, you had a full screen. There you go.
Thanks, man. Thank you, coffee. It's just so that we can finish the end.
So yeah, there you go.
That's
to be fair, that was like the first thing I found. It was the first list of I listed popular sex kinks, and that's what it gave me. And that's just on PR Newswire. I don't know if that's true. I mean, Cosmopolitan has they have a list, 26 things where it's like it says there's theirs is interesting. Their list is interesting too. Cosmo says. And we're not. I'm not a Cosmo girl, so I don't know these things. But Cosmo enlists. I'll do the top 10. Just quick. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Role play, objectification, pregnancy, exhibitionism, voyeurism, foot fetish, nylon fetish, breathe play. I don't even know what that is.
It's when you smell boxers, obviously.
Oh, it's how you're breathing restricted, it says.
No, it's brief.
BDSM and scene or scene play.
It's brief play. Like when you smell somebody's boxers, like briefs. Like briefs.
Number one is role playing. Number two, objectification.
So we imagine the square goes in the triangle circle.
People believe, there are certain groups of women who want to be treated as a sex doll kind of thing.
Okay, well, mine was funny, okay? Putting a square in a triangle circle. None of that makes sense.
In a triangle circle? Yeah,
thank you, fucking finally, Jesus.
No, it does. I fucking square that circle all the time.
Okay.
You gotta square the circle, man.
If anybody has any requests for, like, another topic you want us to talk about, send us a message on Twitter, because I basically wing it every night, and I always surprise Bucci with a new one.
We're gonna do this. Remember how I said we're gonna do this? No, we're not doing that.
No, we're doing porn. And honestly, I'm glad we did this. This was fun and weird, but fun.
It definitely was. Definitely weird. Definitely weird. Definitely weird.
Yeah.
You can also throw it on Discord too.
Oh, that's true. Yes, message us on Discord.
Direct message us on Discord.
And if you want our logo put on a shirt, let me know. I'll throw it up on the store. If not, then, you know, whatever. Oh, Emily says dog breed banned. Oh, but one thing I want to make sure that everybody knows. Okay?
I'll definitely do that.
I specifically sometimes pick topics that I'm not well-versed in and Bucci is or isn't. I don't pick things that we have to do research before them. I like going into this shit.
I'm not good at research.
I like going into this with absolutely no research into anything because, one, I think it's fucking hilarious. Two, we're going to have people hate message us saying, you were wrong. And I don't care. I think that's amusing because it's just like, do you expect me to know everything?
I couldn't care less.
Yeah. So, you know, it's okay. It's all good. It's funny. It's going to be entertaining to somebody. They're like, did he just say that objectification is imagining them as a square in a triangle circle? What the fuck is this guy? And that's fucking hilarious to me.
True.
Yeah. Do you want to say
what the fuck? What the fuck is these guys?
I need to tell you. I need to tell you. I said I wouldn't say his name, but I have to tell you one thing.
Okay, fire away.
Jesse messaged me about our last podcast, the crypto.
Fuck.
He
almost made it through the entire podcast.
No, this is funny. This is really funny. He said the way that we ended was the funniest thing that we have ever done.
How did? I don't even remember how we ended. How did we end?
We did the sheesh thing. He said it was legit the funniest thing he's ever heard in his life because we're both old and cranky and we did it and it made him laugh so hard.
As long as he enjoyed his life, that's the important part.
And it was our first, like, for me, besides Tall, it was our first, like, fan of just like, oh my God, you guys did this. He was really funny and I loved it. So, yeah.
Yay.
I had to share, you know, some
feels,
fan.
Man. It feels good.
Some fan stuff. But, yeah. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoy this shit. Come watch us on Twitch, Bucci73, and Gumball plays on literally fucking everything. And,
he is literally fucking everything.
I am. I've heard it here. Sex with everything, including, I can't do that. I love Kermit the Frog. I was going to say my Kermit the Frog doll, but I love him.
Kermit the Frog here.
Exactly. Peace out, everybody.
See you later.